This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is the Mike Calkins Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, May 14th, 2024, and we are coming to you live. How is everyone doing today?
Good.
Good.
May the 14th be with you.
And also with you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing?
I'm making it a thing.
Today is my mom's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, happy birthday.
I don't have to get her a gift.
Oh.
I don't. I'll hang out with the box of ashes that I have in there. I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm just like, I don't. I'm so not emotional when it comes to that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
You should bring some over for Pipple Tyler practice today, Michael.
Yeah, I don't think she enjoyed our music.
Well, you didn't get your wife a Mother's Day card, so why would you get your mom a birthday present?
Exactly. That's how I feel. You know how hard it was as a kid having a mother that had Mother's Day and a birthday so close to each other?
Oh, yeah.
I was broke. My mother wasn't the mother where you could be like, just make me a card. She'd say that, but she really wanted a gift.
You couldn't do the combo gift. You have to do separate.
Occasionally, Mother's Day would land on her birthday, which made things a lot easier.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever it is.
Joe gets the birthday / Christmas gift every year.
Right.
I don't do that to Joe. I just neither skip his birthday altogether.
Yeah.
Nice.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. It's been rough.
Yeah.
My son's birthday is May 10th, and sometimes Mother's Day falls on his birthday as well.
Oh, so you get double whacked too, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot of sunsets, man.
How is your mom still alive and mine's not?
I don't know.
How old is your mom?
86.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
I guess my mom was pretty young.
She's doing pretty good.
My dad, boy, he really disturbs me sometimes.
Uh-oh.
Full head hair?
Joe, I show you a picture. I'll put it up on Instagram. He was sitting in the second row of first class. There's two rows behind that. And then I was sitting in the second row of coach. So, I could throw something at him. He wasn't too far away. His hair from behind was so
majestic.
Majestic. That's the word I was looking for. It wasn't even like good or full. It was majestic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just enough gray to make you know he's in 75 years old. But not enough to say, you know, hey, that's an old guy from behind. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's all just, it's almost combed in a perfect swirl. I don't know. It was pretty amazing.
It's like, what's the Newton guy? The Newton singer?
Newton?
Something
Newton? Wayne?
Wayne Newton.
Oh, yeah.
He's got Wayne Newton hair.
The Newton singer.
Yeah.
I was like, is there a song we don't
Isaac?
Know about? Yeah, Isaac was the first Newton to pop into my head. I don't know how he knew. I guess they went to high school together.
I thought Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
Isn't Wayne Newton coming to town?
I heard that yesterday.
Yeah,
Hard Rock.
Yeah.
I didn't know Wayne Newton to venture out of Las Vegas.
Mr. Las Vegas. Yeah.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Oh, you dunk a shame.
No, I think he's not.
He's banging Mrs. Griswold.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
That movie's like 20 years old, and he looked old then.
Yeah.
He's 82.
He has so much plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
I don't know why, guys. I mean, I don't know.
When he came out, they thought he was a lady.
Yeah, because he had the high-pitched voice.
Oh, really?
Johnny Carson's big.
Yeah, it was way up there. Yeah. Now he's down a little bit lower. You know, Don Boucher.
So good.
Thank you for.
I mean, he was a kid here.
Wow. But it sounds like a lady.
Yeah.
Picture show, second balcony.
What is the other Wayne Newton song?
Does he do Luck Be a Lady?
No, that's Frank Sinatra, and don't you ever sound
like
that.
Yeah, but I would imagine that he does a lot of standards.
I was thinking Vegas, you know.
Right.
Donkey Shane has 37 million plays.
Wow.
This is Remember When. I know this song.
Oh, yeah.
It's got 5
million. 37 is low.
37
million? Yeah.
Yeah, but it's Donkey Shane. It's 100 years old, you know.
Post Malone gets that like in an hour.
And how many versions does he have of it? How many times do you think he's sung Don Quixote?
Oh, my God.
Like
many times I've been over the Howard Franklin Bridge.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I bet more.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Whoa.
Man, whenever we start this show at early morning singing, you know it's going to be good. Anyway, I remember him being on Johnny Carson and Johnny Carson making fun of him for sounding like a girl and they getting in a fight.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wayne Newton told him he was going to punch him in the face and he said that Johnny Carson like didn't do anything. But that's according to Wayne Newton. So who knows? But, but like I remember seeing a behind the scenes thing about that.
Yeah. I recall that too, man. That's so weird. Anyway, good for you, Wayne. You and my dad have the same hair.
Yeah.
So my dad's hair is real.
He doesn't dye it. And
Wayne is cotton candy hair.
Yeah. Usually you don't get, either you lose your hair or it goes gray. You don't, you know, usually get one or the other. Your dad seems to have, defeated it all.
Mm-hmm. He really has.
Against all odds, Gio.
I'm going to put it up on Instagram story right now so people can see what I'm talking about. It's majestic.
It is majestic.
It's not fair.
It is majestic. Yeah. Don Quixote. That's going to be stuck in our heads all day.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, man. I have a little bit of the fugus today.
Oh, no. You got lung fugus or you got nose fugus?
I got nose fugus.
Nah.
Almost said that wrong. I can't type and talk to you at the same time. Because I almost said something
dropping
bad.
Dropping F-bombs?
Yeah.
Is Carmen's mic on?
Yeah. Good morning.
You just does not want to be part of this.
No, I just don't know any of these people that you're talking about.
My dad?
Well, I know your dad. Oh. Nice hair. Great. But all the music people, who? What?
Listen, this is what this show is about. We're learning. We're teaching. This is what we do every day.
This is guy bro culture.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, I'm looking at the Wayne Newton thing. Sunday, June 2nd, Hard Rock. And it says, known for his signature song, Don Quixote, in addition to countless other top hits, including...
Other people have done.
Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast.
What? Wow.
Red Roses for a Blue Lady.
Aww.
At This Moment, The Letter... Summer Wind, which is
Sinatra.
This is Red Roses for a Blue Lady.
So he recorded everything when he was a kid, basically. Well, with this young voice.
Yeah. It sounds like a girl. I thought this was a girl.
Right, right.
You weren't listening to
that. Yeah,
that's what I was saying. No, not at all.
I don't see the daddy one.
Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast.
Yeah.
Love it.
How about this? How do we not think this guy was gay?
Yeah.
Sounds like a girl. Got a chubby little face.
He's not gay?
No.
Oh, I thought.
I'm so
no, he's banging them left and right.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Him and Frankie Valli have that high pitch.
Yeah, but Frankie Valli was a man.
I love Frankie Valli so
much. Walked like a man.
Yeah.
He was so stiff when I met him.
Oh, really?
Not like.
Yeah. Jokes.
Now you're listening. Not stiff like a jerk off, but just like.
Like his all muscles are all tight.
No, he was like, what's up?
Oh,
like, look, he earned it.
You know I don't know, because I got to meet Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett was cool and talkative. Yeah.
Tony Bennett was super great. And Frankie Valli, he didn't even really sing the songs.
Oh.
He just goes out there and they all sing and he goes.
Did you meet Frankie Valli post Sopranos?
Yes.
So maybe he thinks he's
a little wise guy.
Right, right.
Almost kind of what you want from him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't expect him to go, hey, give me a hug, you know? Yeah. He was like, hey, you know, okay.
Isn't he tiny too? He's like 5 feet.
Tiny,
yeah.
Very tiny. It was me and old head of hair Tom standing over him. He was probably felt a little intimidated.
He's a high voice, little petite man.
I think sometimes, like, especially at Ruth Eckert Hall, where I have a little bit more free range to walk around, I think that, when these guys are backstage and all of a sudden they just see two giant guys that they don't know, they're like, okay, I know everybody here except these two. You know, they kind of get a little antsy, you know? Yeah.
I wonder if they owe somebody money or if like years ago they did something against the mob. They're like, finally it caught up to me.
Yeah, well, no, he said he was, it says he's 5'5". So he was a little shorter than you, Spanish.
Oh, yeah. That's not a man.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, like, that thing about Mike and Pete walking up to you in an alley.
It was my dad.
Mike and his dad walking up to you in an alley and you don't know who they are.
Yeah, it's my fantasy right there.
Wait.
What?
By the way, Frankie Valli, 90 years old.
Whoa.
90.
He's on my list
next
year.
That little boy has lived a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Little girl.
He put in some years, too. He's 140 in Frankie Valli.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like the Energizer Bunny. Keep touring and touring. I love that movie so much.
That is a great movie.
You know what's so funny is I just watched it. It was on the other day. It's really bad, but it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's bad acting, though.
Yeah.
It's bad acting.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
That one guy that they have playing Tommy is so over-the-top Italian. It's terrible. But the thing is, you want to know why, though, is because it's Clint Eastwood's version of the stage show.
Right.
And it's exactly true to the stage show, just on film.
Yeah.
So
the guy that plays Frankie Valli, he was in the original Broadway
version. I believe he was the first one.
Yeah.
He can really sing like that kid.
Yeah.
Speaking of Broadway, George Clooney going to be doing Broadway. Did you see that? He's doing the Good Night and Good Luck.
Okay.
That was great.
And he's
I saw that with Brian, what's his face, from Breaking Bad, Cranston.
Oh, yeah?
And at one point, he jumps into the crowd, and you don't expect it.
Mm.
And I was sitting right there, and he jumped in, and I was like, yeah. I got to tell you, if George Clooney jumps in, I just want to touch him a little bit.
Yeah, 100%.
Hello, George. Oh, are we not supposed to kiss him?
But he talks to you, too, because it's him talking to a live audience in the movie,
right.
In the show, rather. So when he comes off the stage, he looks right at you and he talks to you, and you're like, I don't want to talk to you, Bryan Cranston. You're making me nervous.
You're breaking the third wall.
Yeah, it's insane, man. Yeah, holy cow. Hey, any feedback from yesterday's from yesterday's discussion about the sad loser show on Saturday?
The Saturday show?
Saturday show.
You mean from the listeners or from...
No, from Shark.
From Shark? No, he didn't listen. I told him, you probably don't want to listen.
Yeah.
I didn't imagine he'd listen unless he had an early yoga class.
Yeah, no, he didn't listen, and he was like, how'd it go? And I was like, it was good. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, well, you know, they pooped on it. And he was like, oh, really? And I was like, well, yeah, but I told you that was probably going to happen. And then he goes... he's like, well, did any of them listen to it? And I said, no, they didn't listen to it. And I said, actually, Gio listened to some of it. And he goes, oh, yeah, what did Gio say?
He hated it the most.
I said, Gio commented on our voices that they were soothing. And he was like, oh, that was nice. I said, well, he didn't do it in a nice way.
I didn't mean it as a compliment.
Yeah.
So the Shark's voice has always been soothing.
Yeah. Even when he was trying to yell at you.
Yeah. I love hearing it.
Yeah.
You talked to him yesterday.
Yes.
Who called who?
He texted me. He texted me. And then we'll do sometimes we'll do voice memos.
Oh my God. You're telling me you prepare for that show with Shark more than you do for this one?
No, I don't prepare.
You don't even answer the phone when I call.
I just answered the phone yesterday.
Did you tell him I thought he was an idiot for not listening to the imaging and then complaining to you that there is no bumper music?
Did you tell him I thought he was an idiot for saying the station was
totally
male and fart jokes and innuendos?
No, I told him just don't. If you haven't listened to it already, probably just don't listen to it. Yeah.
Good advice, Spanish. Good advice. Yeah.
Also, we'll...
You know he listened to it.
We'll do you a favor. We won't listen to yours. You don't listen to ours.
Yeah. You stay out of our gym.
You stay out of our gym.
Boobs.
I feel like if this was high school, we'd be shoving Shark in a locker. And,
probably.
And he's probably a teacher.
Probably.
And we'd still shove. No. We're like, you gonna, hey, Spanish, you're going to have lunch with us? You're going to sit with that queer. You
know? Yeah, yeah.
Like, we're all men.
You guys, obviously.
We stink beers into the school and stuff.
Yeah, I'd smoke my heaters out back.
My gay friend said that show was queer.
Yeah, did he?
No.
All right. Oh.
What do you mean he? Did he? I have more than one gay friend.
Oh, sorry.
When I opened Facebook on my laptop, the first thing that popped up was the picture of Shark, and it said vulnerability.
It
was like up at the top feed. He's probably going to see this.
Yeah.
My wife goes, did you have him on? And I go, no, I did not.
That really was a funny post. It's just a photo of him looking down.
Yeah, his gray ponytail.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah. So he was he didn't listen. I thought the feedback was great, personally.
Shark, by the way, the one guy that I can recall that my wife said was good looking.
Mm.
Yeah, well, not now.
No, but I mean even back.
back when he had longer shark hair and he was the 97 Access program director, she came to work one time. I would say this is probably when I just had one kid and she met Shark and she's like, oh, he's good looking. Wow. And I went, easy. And then I went,
I would have never guessed that, but I never would have guessed that she would find John Brennan attractive either.
Whoa. Let's get out of that. Don't get crazy. Sorry. Maybe she just is flirting with whoever is my boss at the time. You know what I mean?
She likes that power.
Yeah. If she thought Shark was attractive, then she definitely thinks Tommy Shaw from Styx is attractive.
They do look very slim. Wait, Tommy Shaw's the blonde one, isn't he?
Yeah.
What? You think Shark looks like that guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
They have the same, like, lady eyes.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, 100%. Well,
I'm glad 100%. It wasn't a rough day for you.
I was expecting it 100%.
You were?
Yeah. I knew.
You didn't think we would have just ignored it?
No. Especially not after the one-and-done Miller show, which he said was the most embarrassing thing he's ever been a part of.
Yeah. That was pretty
when I left here yesterday, I heard Dizzy on the after show. And he said that Shark should never host again and Spanish should be the host of the show.
Yeah. Wow. You know,
he has his opinions, man.
Wow.
What is your opinion, Spanish?
I'm good right where I'm at right now. Yeah, because he wants to take phone calls and stuff. Yeah, right. He looks like Tommy Shaw 100%. But I think after last week's show, he wants to focus more on just having conversation between the two of us. So
I mean, that's the worst thing ever.
We'll see how.
Right, I thought the whole thing was to open it up to the men of Tampa Bay so they could be vulnerable.
Yeah,
feel their emotions.
Yeah, so like,
so now you're taking that away from them already after 1 week. Now men can't feel emotions.
One and done.
Put the Garvin show on.
One and done.
Just saying.
God, you're a real treat to talk to.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Nah, he, you know, it's his thing, so just whatever he wants to do.
Can I just tell you, here's the way the world is turning, okay? Mm-hmm. Most popular podcasts are girls talking dirty and talking about sex. And then you guys come along and you're like, let's do a sensitive guy show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think kind of like what Theo Von's been doing lately, which is more just opening up and being more vulnerable. I hate that word.
You guys are not Theo Von. Theo Von also mixing it in with yesterday talking about... I dated a girl with a really small head one time. Like, I was like, how do you breathe with that little peanut on your shoulders? That's Theo Von.
Sometimes, I'll pick up a snail. I'll walk it 2 or 3 feet, save it a couple weeks.
Dude, he is completely mental, man. I mean, he says such dumb, funny stuff. It's hilarious. And that guy who makes fun of him now, like, not make fun, that imitates him.
Imitates himself.
The black kid, he sounds like him. He's like, hey, pull up a picture of a man with a hand growing out of the back of his neck. I want to high-five that guy from behind. Like, just so funny.
Search how much Robitussin you can put in a car before it stops working.
And all the kids, like, all my kids, they all love Theo Von, and they're like, how come he never comes on the show?
He's been on the show.
I said that.
I found a picture the other day. It was me, Jim Norton, Nick Diaz, Jamie Josta, and Theo Von. I'm like, that's the weirdest conglomerate of people I've ever seen.
That sounds like a great night.
What picture did you put up recently that I asked if you come in?
It was Bill Burr. Yeah, I don't think you were in that picture. When I found it in my phone, it was just me and him.
Yeah, because you probably had it. He put up the picture of him and Stamkos, and I put up the picture of me, him, and Stamkos.
Same thing, though. I initially cut you out. So can I tell you why, though? I didn't know this is not going to sound like truth, but it's the truth. In the beginning of social media, I didn't really like know what the rules were. Like, before people were tagging each other and stuff, I'm like, am I supposed to put a picture of somebody else up?
This was last week.
Somebody else put it up. No, now I only have the cutout pictures.
If you read the rules and regulations, it says no Galvin.
No Galvin.
Yeah. You can also revert the picture. But Bill Burr.
You can't revert a picture that you cut 5 years ago.
It depends on what phone and all that stuff. But Bill Burr, remember whenever he was in there and then I went and saw him and he went to give me one of his DVDs and I'm like, no, dude, I'll buy it. You know, like, you got to make money and stuff. And now he flies around in helicopters.
Yeah.
Multi-millionaire. Yeah. But I mean, at the time, he was just touring you know, improvs and doing that.
You helped him get there, guy.
Yeah, I did. I'm part of it.
I remember seeing him at the improv, and for like the last half hour of his show, he just talked about how depressed he was. He didn't do any jokes. He just talked about how depressed he was and how sad he was to be there.
You know what?
Yeah, dude. We saw him at the improv, and Josh Need opened up for him. That's how I remember Josh Need. He was great. I got a show that I'm trying to put together now for like the fall, and here's the deal. Like, I was very proud of the last comedy show because of the comedians that I picked. It was Ian Bagg, Josh Need, and Mike Cannon, because those are three guys that I liked. I got three more guys I like that I don't even know if anybody's ever heard of, but that are going to be great.
Awesome.
Do you know Phil Hanley?
Yes.
You saw him. You know him. He's a New York guy. He is so fun. I've not seen one clip of Phil Hanley that isn't funny. And he's great. So I'd like to bring him in and a couple other people that I think we could put together a really good comedy show for the fall. But God damn it, we have so many things coming up.
Yeah.
We have Joyland in Sarasota on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Then Bobby is back in Port Charlotte, I think the first week of next month. So I'll be out there hanging out with him. And then
doing make 'em ups?
I don't know, man, because I'm not. I like McCurdy's, and I don't want to do anything free for that guy.
the Shrimp Shack?
No, that's Captain Brian. Oh. I like Captain Brian.
Oh.
Vasani, you know what I mean? I like that place, and I like going there and stuff, but I'm not into giving that guy all my love. You know, he wants to pay me for it, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And no, I don't think it's worth it. So I'm just telling you right now. I got that happening, then all of a sudden my life changes, and yours does too, Gio.
I know.
Our sons are graduating high school.
Oh, man.
It's a tough one.
9 days, my son told me yesterday.
Yeah. My son actually went to school yesterday, which leads me to believe it's almost over.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got this week and next week, and that's it.
It's crazy. He graduates, and then he leaves, and I don't know what. That's just going to be insane to think about.
Yeah.
You know, like now I'm finally to the point where if I go to bed and he's not home, I can go to sleep. I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Now I have to go to sleep every night wondering what he's doing in another city.
Ooh.
A lot of cool stuff.
I hope so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I hope he doesn't do uncool stuff.
Yeah, he seems way smarter than any of me and my friends at that age.
Everybody was when they went out there, and then they get influenced by other people.
Yeah,
so,
that's a good point.
You know, I'm worried about drugs. I'm worried about crime. I don't know that neighborhood, you know. I don't know nothing. So,
but he's living with his older cousin, right?
No, he's living with a friend of his that went to his high school and graduated last year, I believe.
Okay.
But my cousin, my nephew Charlie's out there. My nephew Dylan's out there. So they're...
He's got
people out there. Yeah.
Right.
So. It's a little scary.
When you live in a college town, it's a piece of cake.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to love it. I'm talking about me. It's all about me, not him.
Yeah, dude, we can go up there anytime.
I know.
I love going to Tallahassee.
Okay, oh my God, so I might go to Geo.
Can we all go?
Oh, show trip.
Do like a college weekend with the show?
No, we're not living out your fraternity gangbang.
Oh my God.
Frat party.
Jesus, what is wrong with you? I know
what you're thinking.
By the way, don't rule that out. We'll see what happens.
I've never been to FSU. I've never even been to the college that I graduated from. So I never really had like a college experience.
Carmen graduated from UCF without ever visiting the school.
Yeah. Once, yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It was awesome.
The Great Florida Campus Tour.
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely going to go up there. We'll just call Tom, fire up Tom, and fire up the bus. Let's do this.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go for like a weekend. Like, let's go for a game or something.
I don't want to go to a game.
What?
They're very exciting.
I don't have any interest.
You'll hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
You don't like people, heat.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a bunch of women up there cheering.
Yeah.
It's not your scene.
Miserable.
Drunk people.
Oh, You're out.
I'm out.
Don't go. You should just go this weekend. Don't go during football season.
No, I'll go like it's Saturday.
You hate tailgating.
I do hate tailgating.
You hate, it's not for you at all, really. You should not go to Tallahassee ever.
Hmm. I'm just thinking
of all the things you don't like, and that
it's
is
all
what
there,
it,
right?
It's all there.
Yeah, you made it very...
We used to tailgate for hours. It was the best.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Standing outside in the heat drinking?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. What is the best about
it's
that?
It's awesome.
Drinking.
Hanging out, drinking.
Drinking with your friends.
Barbecue.
And, yeah.
You're like cornhole, and you're meeting other people. And
cornhole. People everywhere. You're meeting people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be. Met my limit.
I feel like you're saying people a lot.
Yeah.
Like you're at your one group and you're doing your own thing, and then you shotgun a claw or something, and then someone comes up and is like, "Hey, you guys want to come play flip cup or beer pong or something?" And then you go to their party and then they have better food.
I don't
know
if you remember. I'm 52 years old. I'm not shotgunning anything,
man.
And I sure as hell don't want to play flip cup with anybody.
Listen, Gio in Spanish will go. We'll have the best time ever.
I'll be your designated driver.
Okay,
you know, probably, like the last probably 2 years I've gone up to Tallahassee, I really started to feel my age. Because now the students look like my son's age and my
now you're
daughter's
the creepy
age.
Old guy.
So you become creepy.
Let me ask
guy.
You this. How do you, these are the things that I think about, okay? How long does it take you to get out of there?
Well, you got to leave early. That's the other thing. It doesn't matter what you go to, you always leave. An hour before it ends.
I left my niece's graduation early.
During a football weekend, it's complete chaos and lockdown. Yeah, there's so many people in the whole town.
I don't know. My niece graduated. Her class got up. They got their diploma. Mm-hmm. We cheered. She sat down. Then they were like, "All right, the final group." And I looked at my brother and I go, "The final group's coming up. I'm leaving." Yeah. And he's like, "Oh, because we Ubered and I didn't want to have to wait for Uber with 9 million other people."
Yeah.
So I went out there, Ubered, got home, and I went like, that worked out perfect. I left 5 minutes before everybody else. I got the Uber. He goes, 5 minutes? How was that for another hour after you left? They said, oh, really? He goes, it was a whole other school that had to graduate. I went, oh, sorry. Perfect. I got out of there just in time.
Yeah, I saved my whole family that. I didn't walk at graduation or do anything because I was like, I've never been to campus. So what is this going to be my first time going? Yeah. Like, what would be the point?
I get double whacked next week. I have Joey's graduation at 1 o'clock in the middle of the day on a weekday, and then Juliana's same day at night.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I kind of glad to get them both out of the way, but also,
which is kind of crap that they do like a graduation for every grade now.
What do you mean?
No, like, they don't.
Well, she's going to middle school.
She's leaving to go to middle school.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because I was
like fifth grade. They usually do it something, then eighth grade, and then
she's going to middle school, and I have to go to the fairgrounds for Joey's graduation, but I think better than USF.
Outside? I got to go outside?
No,
Sundome.
Yeah.
That's where my son graduated, Sundome.
Sundome. Everybody does. That's why I don't know why we're going to the fairgrounds. And whatever. That's my life now.
Yeah.
Just for this week.
I can't wait to go to Tallahassee.
It's going to be so much fun, dude.
I'll pick you guys up right in the same spot I drop you off at the stadium.
Last year, I had to pull Todd out of a sorority party.
Of course. I'm sure he was welcomed there.
I had to convince him and my brother that you guys are the old creepy dudes right now.
Yeah.
But listen, man, just a couple of shots that ends that creepiness real
They're
quick.
They're trying to go on a sorority party. Are you guys out of your goddamn mind?
Oh, my God.
You are old as F.
No, that's what every college girl was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You get occasionally the one whose father wasn't around.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been drinking since 10 a.m., and I think it was like midnight.
Oh, Todd.
Yeah.
You never let us down.
Yeah, dude. The problem is, you know, you lived up there when you're in your 20s. So when you get there and you start drinking, you start feeling like you're 20.
Oh, you're like Rob Lowe.
You're like, I've walked down this street drunk a million times since I've been 19.
Fire.
Yeah. And then you don't realize, now I'm 50. Yeah. I got a wife and daughter and kids and responsibilities.
Let me show you how we used to do it.
Todd's all upside down trying to do a shot.
Dude. I literally had to drag him and my brother out of the sorority party.
That's
like,
this,
so
what
funny.
Are you doing? These girls are 20 years old.
Hey, what do you do? Y'all don't want to talk to me.
No, they wouldn't talk to me.
Old Todd never lets us down.
Yeah, I just getting a beer.
Yeah.
Dude, get out. Let's go now.
There was nothing funnier than when he came up to me and he's like, "You see that girl over there? She totally wants it, man. She totally wants it." I was like, "Todd, she doesn't want it. No, she doesn't want it. She doesn't want it. She's not interested."
Get out of the student section, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
He's great. Man,
that's going to be so upsetting.
Let's go. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be so upsetting to feel so old.
Well, nah. I go. Yeah. The last two times I've been up there is when I really started to feel my age. Yeah.
You know who is the most unlikely guy that would go up there and hook up with a sorority girl? Because she really liked him? Pete.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, they think Pete's some sort of
sultan.
Chic. Yeah. Some sultan, and he's it's amazing. It's amazing. Carmen, even you know. Yeah. You've fallen into Pete's spell.
The Pete snare.
I look over and you and Pete are all cuddly in the corner. Not sexual, but Pete just gets girls. The girls just like him.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they'll look him up. He's all kinds of cool cars and stuff.
That's true. That's true. He's got a lot of that going for him.
Yeah.
I got mad at him the other day.
Why?
I was like, why won't you give me a Lamborghini?
Oh. Yeah.
Just for the weekend.
How many places do you want them to just give you cars?
I feel like everybody that knows that owns a car dealership can give me a car. Steve Hurley's the only one to follow in line so far.
Yeah.
Then Pete, and then I will convince Bob Murray, and I'll have three cars. I'll be very happy. Do you want to know the other sad thing? Do you see my driveway today?
Yeah.
One car in the driveway.
Yeah.
What?
One car in the driveway. Joey's car is getting wrapped, but Pete has Joey's car right now, and my truck is the only sad car in the driveway.
Did it make you feel weird to go out there and Joey's car wasn't out
yes.
there?
Yes. Yeah. I looked out, and I was like, this morning I looked out, I was like,
so much room.
Now, question. Because you track your kids but with their phone, like you have the little thing on their phone to, you know, so you know where they're at.
A great way to put that.
Yeah. You stalk your kids. Yeah.
Right.
Well, when he turns 18 and he goes to college.
Yeah, why? It's more important now.
But I'm saying he'll have like the choice, right?
He to always take had it the
off,
choice.
To keep it on, take it off.
Yeah, he always had the choice to take it off.
Okay.
He can take it off whenever he wants. Then I take away his car and all the other things that he does, and he can stay home and be home by 11 o'clock every night.
Right. So what I'm saying is, once he's 4 hours away and he takes it off, what are you going to do? You're going to go repo his car?
Stop paying for his car?
Yeah. Okay.
I told my son, I'm like, you're free to go set up your own phone plan if 100%. You want to.
Yeah.
Turn all that stuff off.
100%.
You like Apple Pay and that credit card?
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
you're going to miss a lot of things.
Yeah.
Are you a T-Mobile guy or maybe more like a Cricket Wireless? Or what are you looking at?
Metro?
Yeah. I said, you're more than welcome because he's got restrictions on his phone and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Or just the Life 360 thing.
That's it. The Life 360. And I know plenty of adults that have it on each other's phone.
Yeah.
And my brother tricked me the other day. My brother goes, oh, it's not cool. And I go, what? And he goes, you turned off the sharing location. I go, I don't think I ever turned it on. He goes, I think I turned it on one time. And I could I go, so what does that mean? You know where I am at all the time? And he's like, yeah. So when you tell me you leave the house at 3 o'clock and I look at the thing and you're still home, I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
I didn't know I had that.
Yeah. My wife, their whole family are on the, like, share your location thing. And except me, I'm like, no, you don't need to know where I'm at.
Yeah. Is that weird?
I'm an FSU.
I'm at the sororities.
I don't go anywhere. I can stop right there. I don't go anywhere. But I don't go anywhere that I don't want to tell my wife that I'm going to. Yeah. But yet
so
I don't
share
want to
your
know
location.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Yeah, I don't want it, but I don't want to share my location. I think it's just a principle.
I just tell them it kills the battery faster.
Yeah, definitely. That's a fact.
So Chad and I share locations, but it all started when I went to Mexico for Kayla's wedding.
Right.
And it was more like a safety precaution.
The homeland.
You've been kidnapped in Guadalajara and Chad's going to do something about it?
Listen, I don't know.
He's got a certain set of skills.
Yeah, and those tattoos now makes him real hardcore.
Well, and also when I went to Boston for the bachelorette party, like, it's just like when I went on vacation, it was just turn it on just to make sure, you know what I mean, that I was like still moving and stuff, and then we just never turned it off. And then one time I turned it off and he was like, why'd you turn it off?
Did you go to Kayla's wedding or just her bachelorette party?
Both.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Boston was her bachelorette party.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. And it was like the week of Thanksgiving or the week after, something like that, and then I went to her wedding, which was in Mexico.
So she had a destination wedding and a destination bachelorette party?
Well, because
I'll tell you though, Mexico is pretty good for destination wedding. Yeah.
Well, so because she lives in Vegas, but all of her bridesmaids are
from Mexico?
They all live in Florida because she went to high school and college with them all. So
when she was a cheerleader at FSU.
Oh, yeah. So everyone that was in the wedding lives in Florida. So no matter what, it was either she was going to have to come to Florida, which all of us wanted to get out, or all of us had to fly to Las Vegas, so we just decided let's go someplace that no one.
Do you still talk to her?
Yeah.
Are you like, I hate it more and more every day? You're so lucky you got out.
No, I like it here.
Oh.
I don't know why you don't think I like it.
Because every other day you're like, I hate it here.
Right? Yeah. That's just a life thing. That's not like a job thing. Like, you know, I realized I would love to be a stay-at-home dog mom, but I also realized the realization of that ever happening. Is,
I mean, you could
0%
dog mom by 11:30.
Yeah, okay, but I still gotta wake up at 4 a.m.
Ugh.
Yeah,
you don't have to wake up for OnlyFans.
It's true.
Yeah.
Exactly, but I'm too old for OnlyFans now.
Well, that's not true. You're in that MILF category.
A lot of categories on there.
You got dirty blonde, stank feet,
dog mom,
dirty
feet. Yeah. There's so many categories you can slide in. Watch me eat this.
Yeah. Dog mom eating burrito.
Yeah.
Vacuuming house.
I hate you all so much.
Blacks on blondes. Yeah.
You know what's up. Down blousing.
Mm-hmm.
Down blousing.
Well, yeah. So that's the other thing now with Chad's new job. Definitely can't do anything like that.
Why? What's his new job?
He's a coach.
He's a coach? Yeah. Oh, yeah. How many moms have been thrown out for, and just, that's just Little League.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's Carmen. All the story.
Well, Carmen, you hand him a little QR code and you wink and go,
no.
Keep it on the down low.
Yeah.
And Chad is not just a coach now. He is a substitute this year, but next year he is a full-blown teacher.
Oh. Oh.
It's good
Mr.
for him.
Chad.
Yeah.
What's he going to be teaching?
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Are they aware that last time he was a teacher or a coach, he slept with one of the...
That's not true. Do not put that out there, Mike.
Oh.
Are we going to do How Will It End?
I was not.
Until we read about him in the news?
He was not a teacher. He was coaching
a fun league.
Jesus. And I was...
Sounds fun. Not a student.
And I was 19. Yeah. 20 years. Year. I was 20.
1 year out of college. One year out of high school.
I was 20. I was 19. Just turned 20. I was 20 years old.
Very
do not put this out there.
Just teasing.
Jesus.
Okay. I'm just teasing.
League of Extraordinary.
Carmen was an adult.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And they were not affiliated with the school.
Allegedly. Correct.
I'm just making jokes.
Oh, my God.
I give it 6 months.
I trust Chad around my children.
Yes, thank you.
Alone with your children?
Yes. Mm. At this age, fine.
Wait, what?
Once my daughter's age ends in teen, then there's a problem. No, I'm kidding. God. You're making it worse for Chad.
I know. Okay, please stop.
He's great. God. I honestly love Chad.
He got a job. He loves it. He goes to it every day. He wants to keep going. Please good. Don't. Please don't ruin this for him.
So if you want to be a stay-at-home dog mom, you got to either leave Chad or win the lotto. Is that what we're hearing?
Yes, basically. So
teachers make no money.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Oh, trust me, Gio. Oh, I know. But
this is a bad career choice.
But I will say, luckily, DeSantis did put in something to change the laws to get coaches paid more. Because before it was just pennies. And they're volunteering.
I was going to say, most coaches are volunteers, aren't they?
Most of them. Yeah, but the head coach and the assistant coach, two coaches can get paid. So
do you still have any crypto?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you sell it? All right.
No, I still have it, but I might have to take some out because I am getting my floors finally redone.
Okay.
But that is also coming with now I need new toilets and this and that.
It never ends.
Yeah, exactly.
Just blew it up.
Now that I started updating it. No, it's because everything is 20 years old.
Next thing you know, you'll be buying a condo and redoing that thing.
Oh, Jesus, no. No.
And then never going to and wondering, do we make a right decision?
Yeah. Trust me, everything. I'm like, why did I buy this place?
Every weekend, I'm going to the condo. And then I go, I can't. I got to go. Another stupid kid's birthday party or some other nonsense.
We'll be able to fix all this on our college tour this fall.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah, for real, though.
I want to tell you something. So bad, but I know my wife's friend is going to rat me out if I tell you.
Just say it.
You want to just do it in the text chain?
Say it quietly. No one can hear.
What? Guys.
No one can hear.
Now I know you're listening.
Spanish, shut up.
No. I did the worst thing yesterday. We're just about to eat dinner, and I noticed a dog crapped by the door. The dogs never go in the house, but they were away with Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Joe.
What?
No. They were away with Luke, and he was watching the dogs while we were in Los Angeles, and he brought them back. And I should have walked them right away, and I didn't. And Mabel must have had to go, and she pooped by the door. And we were just about to eat dinner, and I was like, I'm just going to pretend that I didn't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And then after we ate, my wife looked at it and she was like, did you not see the dog pooped? I go, did you see it? And she goes, I just saw it. And I go, well, I'm seeing it now.
Yeah.
You're a jerk.
I was like, so she cleaned. I mean, it was like a couple little drops, you know, it was not a big deal.
Yeah, she saw it first, though. That's the rule.
She saw it first. Yeah. Right?
That is such a man thing to do.
Yeah. And I had to hide it. I had to hide my eyes. So I was like, I wasn't even looking over there. What are you talking about?
You wanted the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted the dog.
No.
I know.
So you're just staring at it the whole time.
No. It was to my left by the door. I couldn't see it. unless I looked at it. So I just ignored it. But she knew because she goes, "You saw it." And I go, "How?" I did not see it.
I don't look over there.
That was like when you ordered Chinese food and didn't get anything for her. And she goes, "What'd you guys get me?" And you went, "I got you chicken and broccoli." And she goes, "I hate chicken and broccoli." You're like, "I got you the shrimp."
I know it together. I'm all over it. All right, let's take a break. We got a lot of things to get to today. We got Dom will be here in the 9 o'clock hour to take your legal calls. We got stuff to give away. Carmen will tell us what that is when we come back. We'll get some commercials out of the way, and then we will play Sporkle next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.